So every day, learn something new, you know. Let's look at the data points and just put all the pieces together. Because a lot of people say, well, how can you be connected to the earth? How can the earth be a holographic projection? How is that even possible? Well, let's look at the data points. God works all things together for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. He says, be fruitful and multiply. The Bible says that the seven spirits of God are going out from the throne to see whose heart's right by Him. It might not say it exactly like that, but if you take in rightly divided, you'll see that that's there. It's all about change. Everything is about changing you into the image of Christ. That's what this whole, the purpose for creation is, to make a copy of Jesus. That's why Jesus came down here and showed us how to walk. He became a great high priest. He can feel your pain. He's a high priest that's able to feel your pain, right? The Bible talks about a priest has to be among the people to be able to be a priest, to feel your pain. A priest after the order of Melchizedek, a never-ending priesthood. And so, if God is changing you, your heart, He's using the Word. He's changing your mind. He's working all things good together for those that love God and call it. He's working it all together. Meaning, everything going on in your life is a divine appointment. A divine appointment means it's all related. The objects in your life, the object lessons, or everything in front of you is an object lesson to change you in the inner man, your heart and your mind. And so you know it's all connected, because God is working all things together for good to those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. So He's working it all out in your 3D immersion experience. It makes sense. And so if He's working everything out in front of you based on your heart, then everything out in front of you is connected to your heart and your mind and your soul. You're connected to the earth. You're connected to the hologram. The Spirit of God, God is everywhere. He's God is a spirit. And so all this stuff in front of you, cars and buildings and trees, it's a derivative from the Spirit. God spoke it all into existence. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He spoke it all into existence. So the Word spoke and He created this material realm. And so this material matrix is a derivative from the Spirit. So since the Spirit is controlling all happenings, because you know He's working it all together for those that are called according to His purpose. So if the Spirit's working, I've got this food delivery app running in the background, so I kind of got distracted. If He's working it all together, this app's not making any noise. If He's working it all together for your good to change you in the inner man, then the outward man is connected to the inner man. The Clado land is connected. So everything, the spirit realm is the seed, is the initiator. The material realm is a responder. It's like the ma. give and receive. I did a video on that. Give and receive are the same thing. Being thankful, a gift, using your gift, receiving the gift and using the gift, same thing. I don't know how to explain it any better, but if God is using your daily routines and your daily life to change you in the inner man, then everything outside that's going on around you is connected to your inner man. It's all like ebb and flow, you know? If God is changing you in the inner man with all things that are working together in your life, then every conversation, everything that you do, everything that you overcome, everything that it challenges you, it's all working together. It's all working together. So it's all tied together. It's kind of like five strings on a violin, or four strings on a violin, or five strings on a guitar. They're all working together. You can't work them. They might can work separate, but they're also working together at the same time. A chord. They call it a chord because they're all tied. They're all connected, right? So the material realm is connected to the spiritual realm, like a chord on a guitar. It's all connected. It's totally amazing, to be honest with you. It is a trip. The devil's just being used by God to cut out the flesh. Anything going on in your mind or heart that needs to be cut, God can use the devil as a Turing machine to cut you. And it's actually just like a feedback loop. If you have bitterness in your heart, God is going to use the hologram and the demons like a machine to cut the flesh. If you have bitterness or unforgiveness, God is going to use the demons to try to cut that flesh out of you. He's going to use the word to try to sharpen you, to break you down into repentance. The devil's never going to get you to be repentful, but you're going to reap what you sow. So let's say you're bitter at somebody. Somebody's going to be bitter at you. The Bible says even when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies are at peace. So that tells you it's a feedback loop. If a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies are at peace with him. It's a feedback loop. And the devil is always sitting there trying to do his thing. Because that's all the devil is an algebraic program. It's like the demons are just programs. They don't have a heart. They're trying to make copies of themselves. Everybody in your world is trying to, everybody in this universe is trying to make a copy of themselves, or they're trying to make a copy of Jesus. That's probably why preachers, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. A lot of these preachers just preach on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, and you can't really talk to them about the Bible much unless you're sitting there in the church. You would think that they would want to talk to you all the time. But I think they might have a little bit more insight to where they're doing their calling and their duty in a controlled environment. And their personality, they're not letting their personality interfere in that control. But if they were trying to do the very thing they were doing in the pulpit, in day-to-day activity, you would see their flesh side, right? Their idiosyncrasies. You might be repelled because you might not like them. Because a person who's called to preach, the inside should match the words, but it don't always work out that way. because everybody's got things they need to work on. So you got a preacher preaching love your neighbor as yourself. He might be fighting with his neighbor, you know, at home, but at church he's pretty. Everybody's got that. Preachers are human too. So that might be the reason for that. I don't know. I have to think about that. But the outside is working together for good to those that are called according to his purpose. So things happen in your life, at home, neighborhood, neighbors, on the job, things hitting your eye gate in the chat room or on the news or on your phone, or somebody walks by and tells you about something. It's working out for your good, you know. And it's usually working out for your good so you can help other people. Bless other people. I might have missed a notification on this food delivery app. The data points are, all things are working for good to those that love God and are called for purpose. And then, God is changing your heart. So, if the outside is working for good, and it's all about your heart and your mind, then the outside's connected to the inside. Like a projection. Like a play or something like that. Or an opera or something. It's all making sense, people. It's all fitting together. It's impossible to deny it.